First of all, it's great to be back in Riga, and I thank you for this opportunity today to highlight the strong relationships we enjoy among U.S. European Command, our NATO allies and partners, and especially our Latvian hosts. I have a strong appreciation for your military, the people of Latvia, and all the contributions that your country has made. Our military members thrive when they train here and exercise here, and I thank you for taking care of them and inspiring them to continue to serve. I would like to thank General Garobe, Raymond's as I like to call him, for the warm hospitality many times here, but certainly this week. I thank you, Raymond's, for co-hosting an important and very productive conference, as you talked about, and thanks to the 10 nations that participated in our conference this week. We've had a candid and very productive set of discussions regarding the concerns and challenges we continue to face here in Europe, and discuss how we can both strengthen our alliance, but not only our alliance, our bilateral relationships between our great nations and our great militaries. We also discussed the security situation here in Europe and how it continues to evolve and become more complex. We continue to face direct security challenges from two directions. To the east and north, we face a resurgent, aggressive Russia. And as we have witnessed these past 2 years, Russia continues to seek to extend its influence on its periphery and beyond. To the south, Europe faces the daunting challenge of mass migration, spurred by state instability and collapse, and masking movements of criminals, terrorists, and foreign fighters. As a result of conflict in the region, Daesh is spreading like a cancer and is taking advantage of paths of least resistance, threatening European nations and our own with terrorist attacks. Yesterday, the United States made an important announcement about our future presence in Europe. Beginning in February 2017, we will maintain persistent heel-to-toe presence of an armored brigade combat team with modernized equipment and appropriate enablers here in the European theater. This will bring the total army presence in Europe up to 3 fully manned, fully equipped, and enabled army brigades. This is designed to reassure our allies and partners, to deter our potential adversaries, and to help ensure that we are prepared to fight and win if we have to. This reflects our strong and balanced approach and our enduring commitment to Europe. Our current funding request for the European Reassurance Initiative would significantly expand our ERI efforts to date. If approved, our ERI request would expand our focus from assurance to deterrence, including measures that vastly improve our overall readiness. The United States, along with our NATO allies and partners, will continue to help improve the readiness and responsiveness of NATO forces to ensure that we can address any threat or any destabilizing situation. Finally, I would like to again express my sincere gratitude to you, my friend, and to your staff for hosting this important conference at, as he has mentioned, a very critical time. Please know that the U.S. European Command is committed to strengthening the bonds between the United States and Latvia, and that we remain fully committed to the collective defense of our NATO allies.